Tango Mobile.
Yes, you are. Just get back in the car at the post office, Rusty.
No, I've been back in the car. I already been to the grocery store, got what I needed to pick up there, and now I'm in the car and headed back to the house here in a few minutes, as soon as I get through the red light here. And I'll let you go buy out the fruit stand.
I did look at the watermelon, however, and a little bitty old sugar baby is $10. And this sugar daddy is not willing to pay $10 for a watermelon. So I guess we can do without. And I'm just leaving the post office also. That's why you thought I met you. But we're just leaving here. And then go mail the electric bill. Didn't have to. It's not due for quite a while, but I'd rather get it off our minds. So I took it in, means there was a check in the envelope, and stuck it in the box inside. Went down to the dentist's office, not thinking that, oh boy, this is Friday, and most of those doctor's offices are closed, and sure enough, it's closed, but it'll wait till Monday.
Went into the post office. Of course, I had to buy stamps, so I had to go inside to get stamps for my letters. Turned out the young lady working the desk is a ham, and her dad happens to be CD4DRA Rick, who lives over there in Simpsonville, and I've known him for years. We used to be in the same club together, and so we had a chance to talk a little bit of radio while I was in there. Then I went to the grocery store, and they had some peaches. They had peaches on sale for 99 cents a pound, so I got me two peaches. Not 2 pounds, but two peaches. And some salad dressing and some milk, if that's what my approach was there to go for anyway, was the milk. Because I opened up my half gallon of milk to have cereal this morning, and it was sour. Not gonna eat to do that, so I had to get me some more. And somebody's in a hurry. Speed limit along here where I am is only 40, 45. And this guy I wasn't going fast enough for him, so he went flying around me at about 55 miles an hour. And, you know, hey, it's gotten up to 92 on my thermometer now.
Guess what I got, Rusty? Well, we just decided we're going to go to Little Rebel, I guess. I don't know any other place she wants to go. So we're going to run over there and get some grub. But we bought some peaches at the peach farm. And she always goes back to the used car section there and gets they're riper, she says. So don't have to wait for them to ripen up. So we got some of those. And the old Henry's just come in today, the peaches. And then the big reds are due when? In a week, the crop is the big reds. And in our opinion, the bestest.
Peaches. Those are the good peaches. And these were the just the yellow peaches in there. It says eastern peaches. So they're from somewhere either here in South Carolina or down in Florida, one of the two. I mean, down in Georgia, one of the two. So anyway, and all because Food Lion does buy from local as much as they can, and everything else. So, you know, it's one of those days. We had some decent weather for about a week. Now we're back into the hot weather. Hopefully, it won't stick around too long. You know, W2T Mobile.
Yes, I know Dick very well. He's sure done a lot for the amateur radio community, above and beyond him and his wife both. So that's pretty neat, getting to talk to her down there. Well, when last time I took Bernice to urgent care, there was a young lady there in her 20s at best, and she was a Navy CB. Times have changed, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. It all, service has changed a lot, and all. Well, you talk about doctors. I got to go tomorrow. I got to be there at 2:30 tomorrow for an MRI of my lower back. They're trying to figure out why I'm having so much back pain. that is being caused by something beyond just my osteoarthritis back there. So, anyway, and I had my bone density test and here about 2 weeks ago, and they said actually my bones were thicker than they were before. So, the me taking the Fosamax and other stuff that I do, and all, it seems to be making things better. But, you know, we do what we can do at our age, Tom.
Yeah, it's an old A-G-E. Well, I talked to Shane last night and really enjoyed that. We had a long conversation and worked that station that you said that you were having a problem with the other day on 10 meters last night. I rarely go to 10 meters, but he was so weak. I was going to text you, but I thought, no. I mean, this guy was really, really weak. And so I worked him on a peak, and he was running 30 words a minute. But just surprised the dickens out of me, so I got him on three bands anyways. And then not much else. Oh, expect night work starting Sunday at 7 p.m. pavement ahead. Wonderful.
He tried to work that N5J again last night. He was on. At least he was spotted, let's put it that way. I never heard him. I heard everybody calling him. And there was kind of a waterfall was discovered. But insofar as actually getting him, didn't hear him. Anyway, I'm pulling into the yard. I got to check the mail. I'll be on the radio in the house in a few minutes. W2D.
Now, you're just very lucky to even hear him, and you got to be there at exactly the right time. Did you say 20 meters last night? I never even saw anything spotted on that.
No, 12 meters. He was on 12 meters last night.
Oh, okay, 2491 or something, or 911. I went over there, but he was running FD8 because I heard the computer thing when I hit data. That's a little bit rusty. Central TR mode.
FD8, but it was CW. And I could hear everybody calling him, but I couldn't hear him. All right, catch you shortly. You go and y'all go enjoy your lunch.
Yeah, you're in and out now. But, yeah, I never even heard him there. He was so weak. And, there were very few other stations that were interested. I did work the Navajo Code Talkers in 7 Charlie, I think it is. And then Shane was going to try to work him when he come back up. There was a lot of QRM. But I've worked him before, but... Oh, it's a tradition. They do that every year, but it's always nice. Those guys were true heroes on Iwo Jima. I was thinking Okinawa, but it was Iwo Jima. 73 is Rusty. W2T and 0TR clear.